Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back. Little Monday morning action here. Something wrong there, Michael.
Yeah.
What's
no,
wrong?
Nothing's right. Everything's great. No, nothing. Everything looks good. Everything looks good, Bob. Everything looks good.
Just Mikey. It's a great box. He sent a really
is that
good
Jordan?
Box. Yeah, it's the Jordan collab. It's the Michigan Jordan collab.
It's not a collab. That's who does their clothing is the Jordan. They don't do Nike. They do the Jordan brand.
They've collabed. They've collabed together. I think it's fair to call it a collab.
It's a good old split one.
It's a split. You know what? Can I just tell you what Coach Wink did yesterday?
Let me tell you about this
Coach Wink, Mikey. Seriously. I told him that my agent's a big Michigan fan. He goes, well, give me his number. I said, okay. So I looped him in a text message. He's going to be on the field for, I think, the Michigan-USC game. He's just a classy guy.
Now, No doubt about it. I have no doubt that Wink Martindale's a good guy. Have no doubt that he's full of class. I have no doubt that there's class to be said for many of these coaches and academia guys and, you know, guys on the staff and stuff. My thing is like now Bob's a Michigan guy. So, I mean, listen, this is just what it is. So with that territory comes an entire other storyline that's going to be building between you and I for the rest of the season, because I personally hope Michigan loses every single game this year.
Do you blame him for rooting for Michigan? Like knowing that the guy supports the sport and has actively come out on a press conference, shouting us out, putting the flag up in the practice facility.
They practice under the Halfaday flag.
Right. I mean, by the way, Mikey, it's like House Stark hanging the wolf. It's like that's their call now. Their call to arms is that Bob does sports Halfaday flag now, but that's fine. But I will say this. To me, this is like if I was not a Yankee fan, and let's say I was a Baltimore Orioles fan, okay? Yeah. And the Red Sox, for whatever reason, were like, Mikey, oh my God, we love him. And Bob, as diehard as he is with the Yankees, is about as diehard as I am with Ohio State. This would be like me just all of a sudden being like, I tell you what, I'm all in on the Sox this year. I just have to be. I have no choice. I got to be. I don't know if I would do that, Bob.
We had the same conversation last week. You would be all in.
Not with the Sox.
Imagine the Red Sox coach became an only sub, Bob. We'd never hear the end of it.
First of all, that would be illegal. It would be in his best interest not to be, first and foremost. But Mikey, it would be electric.
It would be if somebody came in and rode heavy like that. Now you're a Yankee fan, so of course you wouldn't do
well.
That's right.
I have to put the Yankee fan, like, we have to do the scenario as if I wasn't a Yankee fan, because you're not an Ohio State fan. So it's like, if it was a neutral team, like let's say it was the Blue Jays. Well, not even the Blue Jays, because that's a semi-rival. Let's talk about a team like the Colorado Rockies. I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm all in. I'm a Rockies guy. No doubt about it. I'm all in. But I would be a little hesitant with the Red Sox. I feel as though it's a little disrespectful.
I don't know if you would be hesitant, I mean, we can agree to disagree.
We can. I think it's going to be good for the program long term.
I do too.
We should do a little side wager this year on the game.
We should go to the game as well.
If Ohio State played Michigan on a neutral field, what do you think the odds are right now, Michael?
Today. Ohio State's probably favored by like 2 points on a neutral field today. Okay. The thing is, with both these teams, you have two quarterbacks who nobody's ever seen play at the college level yet. You got Julian Cyan, friend of the program, by the way, who was very disappointed in Bob. Very disappointed. Jeez. But that's very disappointed. Julian Cyan, who's 3 years removed from playing in a competitive football game because he's a true freshman at Bama, transferred over to OSU last year, hasn't played yet. And you got Bryce Underwood, who hasn't played in college yet. So neutral field, I don't know what you're going to get from either of these teams until you see him play, because I don't know how the quarterbacks are going to play.
But I think you've gotten on the horn with OSU. Have you tried to get some answers?
Well, we have answers, Joe. Starts this weekend with the former Heisman Trophy winner, Troy Smith himself, at the game in Columbus.
Oh, well, yeah, you're doing that cornhole thing.
Yeah,
no?
we're gonna be in Columbus.
Why are you laughing, Bob?
Oh, it's because it's more than a corn. It's more than a cornhole thing.
That's what it is. It revolves around a cornhole tournament.
It's like correct. Yeah.
So what it is actually very cool. If you are a listener from Ohio or you're going to that game for whatever reason, there are tickets available. Links in my bio. And it's a cornhole World Series of Cornhole is hosting this event. Yeah. And basically, what it is. You have an opportunity to play cornhole with Troy Smith, Vince Young, Ricky Williams, Jamal Charles, Braxton Miller, Cardale Jones,
JT Barrett. You're commentating it, right? You're the commentator?
Co-hosting it, yeah. So we're going to be there. We're going to be at this place called Rail House Friday night, the night before the game in Columbus, and then at the Horseshoe at 8 o'clock in the morning, game day, like a VIP tailgate tent. But the tickets are available. They're not crazy priced either. So if you're in the area, go to the link in my bio, and I'd love to see you come out and support. And we'll be out there, full force Buckeye Nation. We'll be out there. So, okay.
Who do they play?
They play Texas.
Oh my God, yeah. That's a doozy.
Yeah, I will say, looking at the shirt, wildly wrinkled, but that's a meat problem. That's not a.
But that's straight out of the box, though. That's straight out of the box.
Yeah, that's not a Coach Wink problem.
Those shoes he said look nice too, D man.
You know, I thought there was only one of them. There's three.
So there was a pair.
There is. Honestly, I was going through it today because I was going to go full gear for Mikey.
Yeah,
did you give Mikey a pair?
I was expecting you to do.
I would love to get Mikey a pair. I think Coach Wayne.
There you go.
A pair of what?
What I would love is a pair of Michigan shoes. Yeah, well, not Michigan shoes, but they're the shoes that they have. I wouldn't say.
I'll donate them or raffle them off for charity.
I think if Coach Wink became if he's a really big Brilliantly Dumb Show guy, which he very well may be, I think that I'm not saying that you would go out and root for Michigan, but I'm just saying that I think some things would change a little bit. I
would have a mutual respect for Wink, like the 10-year war Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler, like the Ohio State and Michigan coach for 10 years. They hated each other on the field, but off the field, there was a big mutual respect. I'd have mutual respect because I'm a respectful person.
Like a Rick Pitino, John Calipari type deal.
Yes, exactly like that. You know, fierce enemies on the battlefield of combat, but, you know, off of it, you know.
Fair enough.
It just so happens to be great narrative, though, moving forward.
Tremendous narrative. I'm not going to deny the narrative.
I'm a Miami Hurricane fan at heart.
That's correct. And everyone knows
Michigan,
that.
Correct. And so, you know what?
Okay, can we get that on record? If Miami played Michigan, you're rooting vehemently for Miami.
Not even close. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Hard. But that's the thing. Miami will never, until they can find a way to move the stadium within a 10-minute vicinity and not an hour away from the campus, they'll never be good.
Why does that make the difference?
Because they play at Hard Rock now, right?
Dude,
it used to be at the Orange Bowl.
My dad told me that used to, when he was going to school there, he said it used to be fucking awesome. If you watch a Miami game now, and people don't talk about it a lot, it's sad. Like, when you watch their home games, there's no home field advantage. It is so bad. I'm telling you, watch when they play. There's nobody there.
The Canes in the late 90s and early 2000s were a different, the term swag, I really do believe like a lot of that should be accredited to the University of Miami. They were a different type of animal during those times. And that whole, you don't come into the OB talking trash, like the Orange Bowl was a different animal, bro. And I mean, these were like NFL teams they had out there. That one Miami backfield when they had like Najee Davenport, Clinton Portis, McGahee. Yeah. It was like, it was insane. I mean, you know, forget about
Santana Moss.
Santana Moss, Andre Johnson. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sean Taylor. I mean, Ed Reed. You know, Ray Lewis.
Bob's got an Ed Reed jersey. Bro.
You know, it's sad.
A Miami Ed Reed?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. That and a Ray Lewis.
The green?
It's the orange, actually. But the green's clean, too, though. Yeah, the green's really nice. I got a...
Ken Dorsey in green, though.
Ken Dorsey. Now that guy was like, he was like, he there was a point where he was like 46-0 or something crazy. It's like amazing. That in college. It was
insane. You know what's so funny? They try and like, and I respect them trying to hold on to it. Like, remember when they had the turnover chain and they're they're trying to hold on to this swagger thing. And look, I hope I'm wrong, but it's like, you go to the game and it's really hard. I mean, it's just, it's night and day. It really is compared to these other stadiums. Like if a recruit goes to Penn State whiteout game and then they go to a Miami home game, there's no way you can get them. There's no way.
Well, you know, it depends if the recruit doesn't want to play in the cold. You know, there's a big climate difference. Like some guys would rather play in Miami. It's a lot flashier. You know, you go out to State College, aside from football, there's nothing to do out there. I've been there multiple times. It is just an open farmland in the middle of nowhere, and it's football day, morning, night.
But they're worshiped like gods out there, Mike.
They are 100%. They are 100%. But Bob, listen, this is officially week one. The episode drops Tuesday. This Saturday, just lock into a couch somewhere. You get three top 10 games in 2 days. You get Ohio State, Texas, you get Clemson, LSU, and you get Miami, Notre Dame on Sunday, which is going to be insane also. Three top 10 games.
And we're couch bound, actually, by the way.
You got to be.
We were a little bit worried.
Digest play too.
That's Digest Play, and it's a KFC week one for NFL Sunday, man. That KFC family feels. Because I think
you are confirmed going to be home for week one now.
Correct.
Well, week one of football, NFL, not college. Yeah, NFL.
Wait, say that again.
Week one of NFL is the KFC play, not college.
Well, correct. And I think Joe said, and it's true, with the family feast in KFC, they make it hot. Whereas the other, if you get anything else, if you get one of the meals, you could be looking at it.
Yeah, that shit could be sitting out to pasture.
Yeah,
it really could. The family piece, they make it's like the McDonald's quarter pounder. They have to make it on call.
Yeah, that's actually exactly, that is true. And I'm telling you, we touch it week one and then we never go back to it for the rest of the year. It's a week.
Well, that's one of those long-standing tradition.
That's one of those meals that stays with you for a couple days too. I mean, you're gorging on KFC. That you're gonna feel that for a day or two.
The gravy. Great, you put gravy on everything, man.
Well, their mashed potatoes aren't bad because they load them up with so much butter and salt. It's like literally, it's like eating. It's crazy. I haven't had KFC in a minute, but from what I remember, the mashed potatoes are actually pretty good.
I do think, though, if you want to talk sides, Bojangles sides dominate KFC sides. I don't think it's close. And you could always go for the Arby's French dip above all.
remember when KFC came out with that fried chicken sandwich,
but the
fried chicken was the bread of the sandwich. I mean, it was voted like the fattest sandwich.
It was called the double down. Yeah.
Just that, you know, when people look at America to make fun of America, that's like one of the first things they probably point to is like, look at these fat fucking pieces of shit eating this double bread sandwich. I never had it, Joe. I've had fat fuck meals, but I never did that one. But I have some crazy shit, but I've never had that.
They have maybe the worst things that they have come out with. Like their ideas are notoriously bad. They had the double down sandwich. They had the donut sandwich with the fried chicken.
Didn't you like their bowl like that they did? You like that?
But that was
the bowl
like
always
new...
looked good in the commercials.
The bowl's great. The bowl's great. But then they came out. Yeah, the bowl, but the bowl's long standing. I'm talking about the new items that they've come out with. Now, look, I was hard on Arby's back in the day, and that took a turn for the better.
I would say so.
I was very hard on Arby's.
You know what, though? Sometimes, Bob, you know, it's like life. It's like, you know, if you really want to see who your true friends are, sometimes you got to turn to the people who are going to tell you exactly how it is.
Correct.
You know, not everybody wants, you know, Lincoln didn't surround himself with yes men, Joe. He surrounded himself with people that would argue with him a little bit to get the best out of what he had to do.
Some would say also, too, as you get older, you kind of learn what you like a little bit more. You come into your own. So maybe, Bob, you hadn't realized that Arby's was for you yet.
Well, but even in the first video that got the Arby's deal rolling, I was hard on them in the first video about some mistakes that they've made. I said they had all the potential, but they've made a ton of mistakes. So even in the first one, Arby's commented, they said, "We don't know if this is a compliment or a diss."
Do you think that you could be the sauce that could help them really turn the tide, Bob?
The straw that stirs the drink.
Look, it's not about me, but yes, I really do. I really
not
think
about
I get
me.
Out
it's
them.
About we, Bob.
Correct.
Yeah, can I ask what the fuck happened during that Hawaii game? What was going on during
oh,
that
let's
Hawaii
talk
game
about
there?
That.
Bob, can you break it down? Because I don't know what happened.
Well,
I was texting with Bob.
To be honest, I think it's more like I don't think Joe's as much in the fire as Jet is. Jet has taken. I mean, look.
I don't know what he said, really. I don't know the context of it. Here's the deal. Saturday, first college football Saturday, put out two picks on only subs. First one, lost Kansas State. Second one, we had Hawaii, first half, minus a half a point. It was one of the more insane bets ever. It was crazy. Fucking nuts. Ended up covering with 40 seconds left. But Bob's like, you just took a ricochet shot. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, where? And then I realized that they were streaming. And Bob, you can take it from there because I don't know exactly what the conversation was because it was a short clip.
Because I knew Teddy's our mod, so Teddy's into my Twitter. So sometimes Teddy will pump up the clip. So I knew Teddy was going to put up the clip.
Hard. He said I might die this season.
That's ridiculous, man. You're not saving lives. You're not a fucking cardiac.
Like he's going to die this season?
Yeah.
What, tweeting out plus 2.5?
Oh.
What does that even mean?
Mikey always.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's
always. What does that mean he's going to die? I don't understand. Yeah. He might have sore fingers. He's not going to die.
D-Man takes a little bit of, because Mikey had said to me, he's like, I think I'm going to die this year because of all the pressure, pretty much referring to the pressure that he has on putting out the picks for the only subs. And Jet was in a feisty mood.
Oh my God!
So Joe,
we played
the clip.
Why though? Why? What?
Oh,
why?
He was,
I mean, Mikey, why not? The guy was down.
Did he have Hawaii or did he have?
He took it. He took
so
it. Reluctantly.
Okay, Mikey.
Was down bad, and he always wants to bet his own way. I said, Jet, I don't think he's gonna lose two in a row. Take the bet and take it hard. So I was convinced everybody to hit it hard. Okay. He didn't want to. He wanted to like take
Bob
it live.
Advocate.
Yeah, he never. I know we talk about it all the time, but I love him to death. He's one of my best friends. He's the worst guy to gamble with because he wants you to ride all of his bets. But when you have a bet that you really like, your bet that I wanted everybody to ride, he can never just take the bet. He has to take it live. But Mikey talked about, pretty much referred to the stress that he had with the only subs. And they thought that that was a little bit ridiculous.
Mikey, it's week zero. You say you're going to die.
In context, because you do know. You know, you get the same shit. Like, you know how many comments, DMs I'll get if like two bets in a row lose?
Yeah,
like a lot. Like people get pissed.
Is that you entertain?
I know that, but I was just talking to Bob in confidence about.
That's like saying I'm a cop, but I don't want to give out a ticket. You know, because I don't want to have to deal with the pressure of people getting upset with me. There's things that come with the territory that you got to deal with.
I suppose.
And by the way, I don't think you take that much shit. You do pretty good.
Oh, I take shit, Joe. So, I mean, I had a guy who's the first day he subscribed was Saturday. After the first game, he goes, wrong day to subscribe, I guess, you fucking
asshole.
I'm like, bro, that's uncalled for, but
it was a devastating loss.
But all I said to Bob was like, the way Hawaii was losing in the beginning. So Hawaii, for those who don't know, okay, Hawaii gives up a field goal early, fine. A kickoff happens, and the kick returner fair catches the ball at the 1 yard line. They're
that
one.
Kid
I've never seen
demoted.
That. I've never seen it. But, and then they fumble the ball the next play for a touchdown. So I text Bob. I go, if this is the way it's going to go this year, I'm going to die. I said that I'm going to die if it goes this way.
I will say that, Mikey, with the only steps is what you will, like, very rarely if you do lose, which I have said so many times how good you are, and I ride it. I ride them.
Bob does ride.
You're right,
Bob. If you do
Joe's
lose, it's never just, hey, I missed it. It's always like, there's nothing I could do about this. Like I couldn't.
Yeah.
It's like I couldn't account for this. Like
well,
that
was
just,
that was some, a preposterous.
It was
that was
Joe.
A preposterous.
It was Joe.
That kid should be demoted.
Yes.
Come on. He should be demoted. But, he was on island time.
Demoted. He should get fucking put to. He should be the water boy. He shouldn't even be on
I
the team.
I will tell you, if you're live with Joe though, it gets scary because he'll like yell at the kids. He'll be like, "This fucking kids." Like,
Bob,
it,
they're getting paid now. They're NIL.
Yeah, I know, but dude,
paid.
Doing
no, they're not innocent kids anymore. They're getting paid millions of dollars.
I know Joe. Joe gets personal. He's cutting.
Joe, with when you put him on the bed, sometimes he just kind of forgets that those cameras are there, and it gets very scary.
Bob, these guys are making 10 times what a cardiologist makes, who's saving lives, and the kid doesn't know the rules of football.
Cardiologist.
And that's what I said about Mikey in this thing. I was like, he's not a cardiologist. He's not going to worry about kill. Like,
that's that's an in-home cardiologist for you, Bob.
But I do want to ask Joe about that. I do want to ask Joe about that. But before we get to that, Jet pretty much took another shot at Mikey, saying, time. "Jesus Christ, this guy thinks he's like saving lives when in reality he's that just is, putting in minus two and a half."
Oh man,
Jet was in as bad a form as I've ever
seen.
Well,
Mikey has taken the high road with him. He takes a lot of shots from the Jet, I will say.
You know what? And I have a statement I'd like to make to the Jet right now, if he does listen. All I would like to say is that I have a lot of love for the Jet. I always will. And I just want to get to the root of his unhappiness. I want to get to the root of the problem. I want to uproot the unhappiness. And I want to have him in a positive. I think if he turned it around and became a positive attitude guy, I think the Jet would. I think he would soar. The Jet would soar. He would take off and soar.
If he became a positive guy,
a positive guy. He's tried the negative for so long, Bob. Why not mix it up and try the positive?
Yeah, you know, and if pigs could fly, that'd be really cool too.
We actually got him on the.
See, now I'm not taking a shot like that.
Sounds like the fucking United Nations over there. What's
there
he is. Here we go, man.
We're just talking about the clip that went on Twitter with Mikey on, you know, you guys kind of referring to like him saving the world when you said in reality, like he's only putting out, you know, Penn State minus 2.5. Do you double down on your thoughts on Mikey? Do you think he gets a little too much?
He does.
Well, it sounded like he said he was saving the world. I didn't say he was. Well,
what he had said was, "I'm gonna die this year. That this year is gonna take him out."
Jet, that's insanity.
Jet, can I give you the full? Did you get the full context though? Because Bob does have the tendency to lay some of these out there. He does like the pretzel.
Jet,
I'm being told that you did have that Hawaii first half bet. Is that correct?
I did. Yes.
I have to now, stop now, there. What I got there. It was pulling teeth to get him to ride. Yeah. I really believed that you were not going to two in a row. So I rallied everybody in the room and I said,
he did.
I don't give a fuck about your live thing that you want to do. Take it. He's not going to lose two in a row.
But Jet, you did take it though, eventually.
Yes.
Okay. My thing was, Jet, you're a ball knower. I consider you a guy who knows ball. I do. I do consider you. I put you on that tier. Okay. I put you in that elite fraternity of ball knowers. Now, Jet, you saw the sequence of events that happened, the fair catching of the ball at the 1 yard line. So when that happened and then the strip sack fumble for the touchdown, I texted Bob and what I said simply was, if the season is going to go like this, I'm going to die. I'm going to die because the amount of stress is going to be crazy. Now, am I actually going to die? Probably not. Am I going to shave years off of my life? Probably. I've already
You might get an ulcer.
My beard is getting white. I might be getting an ulcer. I'm 40. I'm not fucking 20. This is a lot of stress.
Yeah. And the heart only deteriorates as we get older.
Jesus Christ, dude. What the
fuck? I mean, that's the truth, Bob.
Is Jet there?
Yeah, I don't know. Jet?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that was the context of saying I'm going to die. And also I had the bet and it was going to hell quickly.
It was. Oh, it was, Jet. I was in shambles.
It was going to hit fast and we were in shambles. And by we, I mean, I was in shambles. So yeah. I was not happy with the pick immediately. The thing I was saying though is Mikey, I don't, maybe you are the sharpest sharp of all time or you got, but the thing is there's no way anybody has a fucking edge on week zero Hawaii minus a half.
I like the play a lot, Jack.
But it was coming across to me this was the edge, you had an inside edge. And it's
How so? I never said that.
Mikey, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If you do look at your Twitter, sometimes it can come off.
Oh, he's not good on Twitter.
Wait, what did I say on Twitter about
that? No, I'm just saying that sometimes your Twitter comes off as I know better than anybody.
Oh, it's like, it's just you might as well hang a banner that says I know ball and no one else does.
Yeah,
I do know ball.
As a friend.
I do know ball, Joe.
But your Twitter is so much worse than any other social media you do. It's terrible. Like your Instagram, I don't mind. Your Twitter.
Oh, wow, you don't mind it. Thank Christ you don't mind it. I'd sleep at night if I didn't know if you didn't fucking mind it.
By the way, I'm not a Twitter guy. I'm off Twitter now.
Which is ridiculous. The world needs you back on Twitter.
That place is a dark, dark place, and it's not for a lot of people.
Mikey on the Brilliantly Dumb Show is the Mikey V that if you're in person, that's the guy you get. And I tell that to people. I say, don't.
Why people? What's going on here?
Well, because.
Well, your Twitter's not good.
Twitter, you have a little Mike Francesa in you on Twitter.
But I love that, though.
Yeah, well, that's a pro. Well, that's a pro.
I grew up on Francesa. I'm sorry.
Well, so did but I. Bob, and but I that's tell you.
But that's because he's a hard-o, Bob. That's where it comes from. The Twitter is the the Twitter is his social media. It's his social media embodiment of the hard-o. That's what it is.
We got
Mike and Manhasset on the line, okay? Mike and Manhasset got it.
He loves it. He's totally fine with
it.
I do love it. Yams, anything
that's okay.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with the picks. I think Mikey is a top ball knower. I really do.
Me too.
That's a compliment.
I think where I was annoyed was that, like, I was being told Hawaii minus a half as if, like, he knew something that nobody else knew, but it was just a fucking pick. Like, but, you know what
With all due 100%. Respect, Jet, I've never seen a worse performance out of someone streaming than I did out of you that night. You were absolute piss poor. I'm sorry. Normally Jet's great on the stream.
The baby screaming in the background and you tricking at home yesterday afternoon.
Hey, you know what? I was so stressed from you.
Goldfish with that memory?
Goldfish, oh yeah. Jet, let me tell you something right now. We were trying to stream with Jet was like trying to run a Charlie Chaplin stream. The guy didn't say a fucking word. It was like the mute fest. And by the way, for this guy to crack a smile, you would have had to tickle his ball sack. That's what it would have taken. This guy was fucking awful. You swear that his whole family just fucking died.
Let him respond.
A fucking clown you are, dog.
Hold on. Hold on.
I had to pull teeth to save that stream. You were fucking awful.
One at a time. Hold on. Due to the audio, there's the one at a time.
That guy was horrendous.
So you got to let him speak now.
I'm done.
Go ahead, Jet.
Okay, I understand his point.
Put the hand up.
What? Let's do it, Joe. Come on.
You can't.
His point is valid, but where Cutsy consistently goes wrong pretty much all the time is that he doesn't take any accountability. He's in there. You're right. I wasn't smiling. I was losing. I wasn't happy. He showed up 30 minutes late to that stream.
And I was the fucking heartbeat of that.
Joe, we got to hear from him.
You got to let him go.
Okay, go.
He showed up 30 minutes late to the stream, and he comes in immediately on edge. He's talking to me about like all the bets I had, and then at mid game he's like, "Oh my god, the Pistons won a preseason game! Oh my god, fucking pulled out for that!" Like, bro, you're preaching. One thing, if you were doing the same thing as me, and the other thing is, if he was dying
to dipper. You were horrible, dude.
Shut up, both of you. Joe, you get to respond.
I could have
showed up 2 days later and would have provided more entertainment to that fucking stream than this guy did. All I'm saying is there's no problem with losing and being pissed off about it, but don't jump on a stream where we're trying to entertain the fucking people who are putting their hard-earned money towards subs.
Oh, man.
I would venture a guess that me sweating out that bet was more entertaining to the fucking people watching than any other thing I could have done on there. Now, again, they probably didn't hear because you were babbling over me the whole fucking time.
Mikey.
Don't let him go for the audio.
I could do about that.
Don't let him keep going for the audio.
Now,
this is what we saw for 2 hours.
You gotta let him go because the audio.
With that being said, let me switch. We can handle this a different time. This is an ongoing thing that goes on. It's accountability versus no accountability. At least I'm not disagreeing that I didn't bring it on the stream, but he's in there acting like he fucking saved the goddamn stream. With that being said, Ohio State will win by about 21 points this season.
All right. We got to get him out
of here. Love you, Jet.
We got to get him out of here. We got to get him out of here.
Love you, Jet.
Wow. That was unbelievable.
Dude, holy shit.
I had to take a shot because you know what? Mikey's taking unwarranted shots. And you know what? It was time to call the fucking call it what it is. And you know what? I hold everybody accountable. I'm going to call it how it is.
Joe, can I ask a question? Were you actually betting NBA D League on Saturday night?
No.
Okay.
Pistons weren't even playing.
Okay.
Joe, I had the Marlins.
No, the Marlins and then the Cleveland Browns preseason.
No, that game was done. That game was done.
But you did yell about it. You're like the Browns. Thank God.
And by the way, just to call it for what it is. If I take multiple games, my unit sizes are so much bigger than Jets. One bet of Jets would be like the equivalent of like.
Oh, no. That's not unit. That is unit shaming.
How is that unit shaming?
That is. We will not.
Let me tell you, my bets are so much more massive than this other guy's. That's not unit shaming.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying his are more massive than mine.
That's
a reverse.
No, that's a reverse. Shaming. It's not unit shaming. It's saying if you have one behemoth compared to like three little fucking ant size bets, it's a big difference.
All right.
And anyways, you know what? That stream, it should have been called the funeral stream because his book got killed.
All right. Well, folks, I think it's good time to talk.
I love him though.
About Beam Dream Powder. You know, people think podcasting just talking into a mic, but just let me tell you, my brain doesn't shut off when I turn off the mic. That's why I need the rest that I need to get. That's when I found Beam's Dream Powder. And let me tell you, it changed everything. Joey D uses it all the time. He used to have trouble with sleeping. Not anymore. Dream is an all-natural sleep blend with science-backed ingredients designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And unlike any other sleep aids, there's no next day grogginess, just real deep sleep that helps you actually feel good in the morning. I don't like the grogginess of some of these things that you could take. No grogginess. Since adding Dream to my routine, I'm sleeping through the night without tossing and turning. I wake up actually refreshed, not groggy, not exhausted, just ready to take on the day. So Beam is an American company built and run right here. So when you support them, you're backing real people making great products the right way. Plus, for a limited time, Beam is giving our listeners their best offer yet, up to 40% off. Try their best-selling Dream Powder and get up to 40% off for a limited time. Go to shopbeam.com/dumb and use code dumb at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/dumb and use code dumb for up to 40% off. Start sleeping well today. Unbelievable stuff. Always good stuff there.
Ooh,
wow, that was that. Yeah, that there was a lot going on there. The Joe stream yesterday. I happen to think. I mean, he took a shot at it. Ticket said to you, Joe, on the stream. He's like, you know, Joe, I need you to bring a little more. But if you watch the stream, they were playing PGA Joe versus Ticket. I was just happy they were streaming. To be honest, it was good to see that type of stream doing it, because we're with the streaming, I really want to have a good sequence going into Bob HQ, like really rolling big meetings at Bob HQ today. Big meetings, a lot of meetings. In the middle of the stream, it's one of the craziest thing. There is chaos at Joe's house, unlike anything I have ever seen. And the craziest part of it, Mikey, you have your thoughts on it, but during the middle of the stream, he goes, I got to go get the door. He has an in-house pediatrician that he opens the door for. There's a pediatrician, the nanny.
Yeah, I missed appointment. Nicole is not thrilled.
The baby's crying. Like, chaos, and Joe's trying to stream. But where do you even get the thought, Joe, of what is an in-house pediatrician? Where do you even get that thought, I think, is both me and Mikey's question. No.
It's not that wild. I mean, it's for starters, it's only two visits, and now we're not doing that anymore because he's so little. Like, as a premature baby, you know, we had him her come right after the birth, like to check in on him because to make sure that everything was good, which, by the way, the kid's healthy as a horse. And then on top of that, then we did one more follow-up. Kids really healthy. But now that those two are done.
Very healthy. Healthiest baby you've ever seen.
Now that's it. That's all that's the only two that we're going to do. But yesterday was just a shit show. I was trying to do my first stream. I was on the phone with Teddy trying to get everything set up. And it's pretty complicated. Like, there's a bubble test. Like, there's a lot that goes into getting it set up. So I'm ready. I put the story out. I'm getting ready to go on the ticket. And the dog, diarrhea, shits all over the carpet in the nursery.
Again?
All over the floor. As I'm live, as I'm going live. And then it was just like, that just threw me off. And then there was just a compounded amount of things that were going wrong as I was trying to stream. I almost pulled the plug. I wouldn't do that. I was committed to the stream. And you know what? It was tough and I didn't have my A stuff, but there was a lot that was going on in the background there that made it bury. I had to throw up the fucking carpet, $600.
It was
one of those plush ones. Very nice. Into the trash.
Yeah, he was yelling. The nanny was there. It was
$600,
dude. It was chaos. But you know what's crazy to me? It's the pediatrician comes in. Okay, he opens the door and he just goes, "Nicole, the lady's here. The lady's here." And then he goes over, okay, and he starts just yelling at the TV as if this lady didn't just come. So this pediatrician's got to be thinking, "What the fuck did
I think they explained to her what happened. I mean, the first time she came, I was
dialed. Who's that?
A pediatrician.
Yeah, but who explained it to her? Who?
Though they told her that I was doing some streaming.
Who Nicole, is that?
Nicole. Nicole, the nanny.
So
they told her.
Which is the right thing to do.
Time that she came, I was like there. We were talking with her. It was fine. But it was what it was. Like, I can't, like, I'm in the middle of a stream. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I'm just saying, I thought you would answer the door and say, "Hey, you know, nice to meet you. I'm doing the stream thing, just to let you know." But he opens the door. He goes, "Nicole, the lady's here." And then he goes back to it, and he just starts screaming at the TV right away as she's there. Chaos on the stream. I was just happy to have him streaming. Mikey, would you, if Teddy sets you up to play like NCAA and stuff, would you join in on the stream?
Yeah, I would, but it would have to be at night. Middle of day or afternoon would not work. At night would work because the kids have to be asleep. Because I'll be honest, if I told Holly that I can't help putting the kids to bed or something because I got to play video games, she'd probably sever one of my testicles off.
Yeah, but that's when you got to tell her that it's a new era. More than just, you're not just playing for fun, right?
I'm gonna go tell her.
Tell her that. It's a new era. That's okay.
Video games pay the bills. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, if they did, that would be, you know, that's a great thing. Let me ask you this: why don't you just go to the why don't you just go to the doctor's office?
It's Sunday.
For starters.
By the way, Sunday appointments got to be double. Yeah. Got to be a double because nobody works. No doctors do house calls on Sunday.
I am curious what that ran you, Joe.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay. I don't want to get in particular.
Let me ask you this. More or less than the carpet?
Less.
Okay. I thought it'd be more.
How much? Actually, almost half.
All right, but so 300.
And then where did
it was? It was $400 is what it was.
All right.
I'm not trying to like hide. But we will take him to the doctor. It's just like it is a process. And Mikey, as someone who has a child, you got to know like the process of like getting your child, like it's almost like you're on a timer with like what he feeds and then he's calm and then you go out. You have to like plan around this. Going out, it's difficult with the newborn, man. It's not easy. So like this was a thing. We had to do a checkup. I knew that I thought we were going to be doing the Brilliantly Dumb show that day. I knew I was going to do the stream that day. So I knew I had a lot of stuff going on. So the ease and the convenience of having her be able to come here to handle that was just it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up on. And you know what? It turned out great. Kid's healthy. Everything's good, you know?
Yes. Yes. I don't think it's
that preposterous. It's not like I'm bringing in a circus to the house to entertain the child.
No,
it's a doctor.
No. Yeah,
you never heard of an in-home doctor before?
Dr. Doolittle, I've heard of. That was the doctor that could talk to animals. They would come. They would only do house calls, Dr. Doolittle, I believe. He didn't have an office because people would find that preposterous that a doctor that could talk to animals would have an office. So he had to do house calls.
I'm aware of the story. Eddie Murphy was the character.
This is more. Yes, I got a feeling that this is more for me. I take it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Bob needs to hear.
He was taking a shot, but Bob doesn't know the movie, so it's just. You know, unfortunately, Bob would have enjoyed the dig a little more if he had some ball knowledge in the movie category.
Yeah, no, I the thing with a newborn is that you have to have a, you have to have, like, anytime you go out, there's like a list of things that you have to have. It's like you have to have equipment with you. It's like traveling.
It's a process.
Like traveling, it's like traveling. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like traveling with like a service animal almost. Like you have to be very prepared with like diapers and wipes and a stroller. You got to have all the accoutrement. You have
If the child is in bad form and you can't just go to a restaurant, you got to be mindful of people around you.
We tried to get them in restaurants as early as possible because that's the way my parents were with me. They would
I did a few times and okay.
You should, because you
got to. But it's scary. It's scary.
Well, you don't want to be that guy with the screaming baby at the restaurant. You don't want to be that guy. But you know, you pick and choose what restaurant. You know, you might have to pass on Nobu. You might have to go to the Applebee's instead, because at the Applebee's, everybody's expecting it to be loud and obnoxious.
Another shot at me.
That's not a shot. It's common sense. You know what I'm saying, Joe? It's harder to bring them to an upscale place than if you went to a family restaurant. Right. Is that not right, Joe?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I don't do Applebee's. I would do Chili's.
There you go. That's a good spot, because you know if you bring the baby to a Chili's and the baby starts crying, like, what's everyone's beef going to be? You're not interrupting a $500 dinner.
Oh, wait, you can't bring a baby to a nice restaurant?
You absolutely can, and we have. But again, like you said, the nerves start kicking in, because if the baby starts throwing
You know what I did? I asked to go on the patio, and then we had
That's a smart play.
And I asked for a perimeter table. So that was a perimeter table.
What the fuck is that?
Like one on the outskirts?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. A perimeter table. So we were far enough
removed of the patio.
We were far enough removed that if need be, we could take the child and move outside the perimeter.
Yes. So you had him right. Yeah, you had him right on the.
Yes.
The thing with
on the cusp.
I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but I don't think Joe found, like, to me, when the lady comes in, like when you see her come in and he says, you know, Nicole, the lady's here, and then goes away, to me that sounds kind of cold. Like, right, like that intro to the pediatrician.
She's gotta be professional, Bob. She's getting taken care of. What is she gonna be like? Why did you not greet me in a professional?
Joe's excuse for everything is that the people are getting paid to do it.
So handsomely.
College football players, in-house pediatricians. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Do I have somewhat of a point? Mikey, it's a Sunday in-house call. I mean, she's going to take it.
It's the Lord's day.
But Joe, she could be with her family on a Sunday.
She chose to take the appointment, Bob.
All right. Fair enough. Let's keep it moving on here.
Yeah, you know what? That reminds me to tell everyone out there that this episode of The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you, excuse me, by our friends over at Poncho. If you're a father, okay, like Joseph or like myself, you're into comfort, and Poncho makes the ultimate outdoor performance shirts for men. Let me tell you something about these Poncho shirts. You can wake up in the morning, mow your lawn in this shirt, go get the groceries in the afternoon, come back home, take the wife and kids out for dinner all in the same shirt, because it looks great the entire day. And not only that, it's also great for the heat, okay? It's all-day comfort, hands down, my favorite summer shirt. If you run hot, the vented back helps keep you cool, especially on those hot and humid days in the summer. It looks good everywhere. They got a regular fit and a slim fit. Everything you need, nothing you don't, and it's all backed by the Poncho Promise, which is free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. Poncho stands by every shirt, and they'll make it right if it's not your favorite. So listen, Poncho's got a bunch of great styles. So they got the original, the Western, denim, ultralight. You could get them in short or long sleeves. I'm a short sleeve guy usually, regular or slim fit, and in a ton of colors and patterns. Go check them out. If you've been looking for the perfect shirt, something breathable, fits great, feels even better and stands out in a good way, give Poncho a try today. Go to ponchooutdoors.com/DUMB for $10 off your first order. That's PONCHO outdoors.com/DUMB for $10 off and free shipping. Go try one out.
Wow. Very nice, Michael. Did you, Mike, you know, you inspired me to get a grill. I got a grill from the Home Depot the other day.
What'd you get?
So I wanted to get one of the Blackstones. I feel like is more of a griddle. Speed.
Yeah, that's a griddle top. I don't know if that is, Bob. A lot of cleaning involved. I think you made the right choice. You made the right choice with the Weber. Yeah.
There's more cleaning on the Blackstone than the Weber.
You got the Weber.
You have to condition it. you have to condition the griddle top. Like you have to Yeah. And the cleanup is the Weber's a much better choice.
So I was going to say
Vaba though. No,
it's not Vaba. We went through this, Joe. It was the company's from fucking Wisconsin. We went through this or Chicago or some shit.
Yes. For a perimeter table.
Yeah. The perimeter. Okay.
All right. Yeah, end up. Weber in German is Vaba.
Okay.
I'm going to do like a grilling segment, just knowing that the grilling community, because I'm not going.
Don't do it.
Let him do it.
There's only one thing darker and more horrifying than Twitter. It's the barbecue community, dude. I know. They will roast you like a pig.
They're kind to me, usually.
Well, to be honest, though,
I had one mishap, and I got thrown.
The membrane.
The membrane, dude. I'll never hear the end of it. It was one mishap, and
so Bob, what are we talking? I want to see this grill. I want to see a picture of this.
So
grill.
I got it from Home Depot. They have to deliver. I just got the message that they're on the way.
How many burners? Three burner, four burner.
It's a four burner.
Oh. That's what I got. Real nice. Yeah, Real nice.
They're gonna have to deliver that thing on a semi truck.
Here's the thing about the Weber. The Weber will last you literally for. I'm talking. I know guys with 15 years, 20 years with that. The Weber is built so well. So Weber would be a great sponsor for the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
The lady said to me inside. She said, "Sir," she goes respectfully. She goes, "That was the easiest grill I've ever sold." I was like, yeah, because I didn't know enough about it. I just wanted a grill. I want to start.
Weber's
she could have sold him a grill and a pool on the same time.
I think it's very good that he didn't go with the Blackstone, because that the cleanup on the Blackstone. I love it, but it's not like the Weber. You cook on it, you rub it with the grill brush after you're done, cover it up. That's it. It's
when
over.
I saw you do that cheese steak.
Oh, yeah, man. Those are fun. Yeah, that's fun. But again, that's a pain in the ass a little bit. It is a pain in the ass.
But I could put like a cast iron in the 100%. Grill too. And
they make, so now Weber makes like inserts where you could remove the grate, like the grill grate, and you could actually put in something that resembles like a griddle top.
I saw that.
It's just an accessory, so you could always do that.
He's heading out midstream. I have a sponsor to shout out, Mikey.
Yeah, I know. So go ahead and do your
I would like Bob to be there while I do the ad read. But anyways, you know what? It's fine. You know what? Sometimes you got good things pass you by, which is maybe he doesn't get in on this, which would be very, very upsetting, because everyone should have an opportunity to go get themselves acquainted with our friends over at Caldera Lab. If you want to look a little younger, maybe get a few more compliments on your skin, why not try Caldera Lab? In a consumer study, 100% of men said their skin looked smoother and healthier. 96.9 noticed improved hydration and texture, and 93.8 reported a more youthful appearance. Mikey, for guys like you and me, we're getting a little bit, past our prime, a little older, a little longer in the tooth. You know what? We'll take everything we can get from them. From cutting-edge formulas developed by leading cosmetic chemists who specialize in men's skincare and rigorous R&D cycles, Caldera Lab is putting together everything and more to have you looking better than ever. And you know what? Why not get in right now? Skincare doesn't have to be complicated, but it should be good. Upgrade your routine with Caldera Lab and see the difference for yourself. Go to calderalab.com/dumb, D-U-M-B, and use D-U-M-B at checkout for 20% off of your first order. That's calderalab.com/D-U-M-B. Start looking healthier now. So, by the way, let's make a little wager. I bet you barely uses that grill. Thing has less than 20 cooks.
And maybe Nerod. Maybe Nerod's going to use it.
Well, that's a different story. I'm saying for him, I would put the over under on like 16 and a half.
Well, grill. I'll tell you this right now. If he puts a video up of him grilling and it goes nuclear, he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll continue to use it.
He used to do. I don't know.
I remember the Bob Cooks in the Kitchen or whatever when he was.
He did that, but he also did the grill session with Jack Arnold. Yeah. He did a Jack Arnold grill off, remember? Yeah. And he would like teach him how to do one thing, and Bob would have to do that. That was like for the OG people. That was like way back in the day.
Yeah. That's.
I just don't see him, aside from using it for maybe it's probably a write-off because he's going to use it for, social media. But aside from that, I can't see him just on a Saturday afternoon going to buy steaks to grill on the grill.
That's exactly what I did on Friday. That's
a good play, man. By the way, you know what? You can get steaks. The steaks that you can get, the quality of meat you can get, and the steak that you can make yourself, yes, compared to going and buying the same steak in the steakhouse for what, like $20?
Yeah, $25? Look, you could get prime meat at like Costco, something like that. And I mean, it's quality, and you're going to get charged double or triple if you go to the restaurant.
Oh my God. Dude, Nicole and I go to Sprouts sometimes. We get the meat there, and it's like all organic, like top tier, like ribeye. It's way more reasonable than buying something in the store. I mean, listen, going to a restaurant is always going to be nice, but I'm saying you can grill yourself a great steak. I can't cook, but the one thing that I used to do is grill steaks. Now, not ribs, as you know, because I got ostracized for that fucking membrane. But I love going and just, you grab a cold beer, throw a couple steaks on the grill.
The best. Nice. I mean, it's especially therapeutic. With games it's therapeutic, on. Honestly. Therapeutic to be out there doing
that
outside.
Do you have a
outside.
TV outside?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Michael.
It's the best, man.
So you go. That's your like, I'm cooking for the family. You could just go up there, turn the game
exactly
on.
That's exactly right. And these guys, listen, don't think that these guys aren't sharp. I actually posted something. Somebody put up, I did the Show Me Your Mugs yesterday, and somebody put up a mug, but it was in front of like a smoker with a big brisket on there. So I said, this is this guy's excuse to be 5 feet within that smoker for the next 37 hours. Because it's a sharp play, but it's exactly
if you have a TV outside, you throw the game on.
TV outside is so good, man. It's a good buy actually for buy and sell is outdoor TV, but I feel like it's a little too obvious. But if you have the means and you're able to put a TV outside anywhere where you're going to get some shade and you could actually see it, it's such a great play to be outside watching TV.
All right, let's head on over to our buy or sell segment. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you not like? It was funny. Last week we got called out. We were talking about like Bob HQ and doing 3 episodes in one weekend. And we're like, you know, we don't really talk current events. They're like, you know, you guys say you didn't talk current events, and then you go on to talk current events for an entire. We are the fucking worst, dude.
We're bad. Yeah.
There's been 10 things, 20 things more through the Brian's show where I've said, and people have been like, where I've completely contradicted what I have said.
I think that we could cook up certain portions of the show that could be inserted into episodes doing
that. Yeah. All right. Buy or sell. I'll start off if that's okay. Saw something we all were talking about. You guys sent it. I didn't think you guys had even seen it yet. I was just holding on to it.
Oh, yes.
I'm selling. I think his name is Raja Jackson, Rampage Jackson's
son. I thought that was fake. That was insane, man.
That is one of the worst.
Is the guy okay?
Apparently he's stable, yeah. But he flatlined in the ring, they said. You got to see the clip to really see it, but Rampage Jackson's son was in this wrestling match, and they had a little bit of an interaction. Pro wrestling match, and they had an interaction before that this guy was out of line for, but he apologized to him. Rampage Jackson's son gets into the ring and beat the living shit out of this guy to where the guy wasn't moving, and he hitting him. It wasn't even his match, though.
He was sitting ringside, and he went into the middle of the match when the guy didn't see, threw him down. That's why I saw it was like a body slam.
But apparently, they knew that that was coming. Apparently, he was told to go into the ring and redemption for what he did. He knew he was going to have to take one shot, but he comes in, knocks him out stone cold, and then continues to just go off.
The clip is disturbing, bro.
It's bad.
He comes in the ring, picks him up like belly to belly, picks him up in like a bear hug, slams him back first. His head bounces off the mat. You could see he's kind of out cold right there. And then he gets on top of him, mounts him, and just unloads like UFC style mounting and just ground and pound to his head with no gloves, bare knuckled. And like, you know what's fake in pro wrestling and what's not. This is not fake. Like, these are full-blown roundhouse punches over and over, and a guy tries to get him off, he misses him, another guy finally grabs him, like a pretty big dude grabs him and is able to get him off, but it's
like three
so
people
bad. It's so bad, bro. It's legitimate, tried to kill the guy,
and the hard
I think
thing
he could
is
go to jail.
He should go to jail. That's insane.
Yeah,
like that's insane.
And you see the guy's head. I mean, the guy's out cold, and to see him hitting him in the head when he's out, it is Ooh, it gives you the chills. It's my thing that nobody mentioned to me. the fact that he kept streaming after that, they didn't cut off the stream. Like, they're streaming him. It's on Rampage Jackson's son's stream. So they're streaming the whole thing. And he was telling the chat, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. He leaves, and he's leaving, and they're still streaming. It's like, cut the stream. Ooh, was that bad to watch, man?
As bad as it gets.
You thought an home pediatrician was a hard stream.
That would be more than $400, man. Oh, if you want, yeah. Let me tell you, you want a fucking that was wow. That
well,
was
this is the problem is like with the streaming, like with stuff like that, like what's going to be the end game? Like, where do we draw the line as to what's acceptable? It's like it's really, really like pushing the limits of, you know. It just reminds me of all these movies that they used to make back in the day, like. They made these movies that where there was like The Running Man with Schwarzenegger, where it was like a game show. It was a movie about a game show, but like if you played in the game
or
show,
dying.
They would put prisoners in a game show, and if they survived battling all these guys on a fucking televised game show, they would be able to get freedom from prison. But it was all fixed because they would get killed, and people would watch them get killed in a game show, and it would be like a thing people would watch in the future, set in the future. And you're seeing crazy shit like this. Like, this guy could have killed this guy. This guy looked like he was fucking dead. He looked like he was dead in the ring, Bob. You said he flatlined. He looked fucking dead.
It's hard, man. And the clip, the thing is, it's like when these clips get out, you almost don't want to see it. But, you know, with social media nowadays, it's everywhere. Like, you can't go on social media without seeing it. It's fucking everywhere. So, that's obviously a sell. It's hard to fucking watch. Petey, you could take it away.
I went back and forth. Should I buy? Should I sell? I'm going to buy Tommy Fleetwood. I have actually taken some shots that he can't close and he wasn't going to do it. Listen, this guy has come very close on several occasions to winning a tournament and then has botched it on the last hole, last two holes, just come up short in epic fashion and lost. A lot of guys would not have been able to bounce back from that. Like 2-3 times in succession, never won a tournament ever. Instead, this guy goes out. And by the way, never made excuses, always held himself accountable. Apparently, he's the nicest guy going, extremely humble, extremely good person, seems like a great dad, great family man. Goes out there and wins a tour championship, wins a FedEx Tour Championship, $10 million. And he did it with a smile, with class. I tip of the cap, man. It must feel like the weight of the world's off this guy's shoulders. And everybody's saying, you know, there's three holes left. He could still collapse. He's still going to blow it. And this, that. You know what? Good for him, man. That was amazing to watch. I didn't really watch, to be honest, much of the tour championship at all. But seeing him win was just really cool. And by the way, I got bad news. Team USA is going to be in a tough place against Europe in the Ryder Cup now with the amount of, like, Tommy Fleetwood now winning. You got Justin Rose, who's playing unbelievable. I mean, all these guys, they're like...
Rose has been playing well since the Masters.
But that's not even their main guys. Like, that's their side guys who are playing fucking lights out. It's going to be... And we're going to be there. Mikey, I don't know if you're going to come. We're going to be there for the whole thing. I would hope so. I want to see you
This is the first I've heard of it. So I would imagine perhaps not, Joseph. I haven't heard
of it. Well, it's in your backyard. It's in Long Island.
Nobody told me anything about anything, Joe. I have no idea.
I'm telling you. I want to see you.
When is it?
It's end of the
September.
Month.
September. It's September.
I'd love to be there.
But we're not going to be on the grounds. We're going to be streaming.
One day we will.
Oh, got it.
I don't think we're ever going on.
I thought one day we were going there.
No,
anyway, the bottom line is we're going to be in your neck of the woods. I would love to at least you know, get Mikey to do a dinner. Maybe we run back a little Stu Feiner action with Mikey.
Oh, that would be fun. Stu Feiner.
That'd be fun, especially it's football season. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, bye. But buying Tommy Fleetwood, I think the guy's a class act. You know, they say nice guys finish last. He came out on top.
It seemed like there was like an outpouring of support for him on like Twitter. Yeah. And like everyone, like it seemed like just like when one of those, you know, when a good guy wins and everyone's just like, finally, thank God for this guy. Good for the, like, it was an outpouring from
also
everybody.
Too, you see all the players hanging around. When you see that's the players saying, hanging around the way they cool. are. Very cool. But Joe's right. People aren't talking about the fact that the Europe team has depth, top to bottom, which USA does not have.
Rom, Oberg, Rory.
Yeah, Rom playing well too.
Like Hovland,
I mean, they are stacked.
They're fucking loaded. And USA is very top heavy. You know, you have Bryson, you have Scotty, and then it's Xander. And then after that, I think it starts to decline a little bit. Also, too, not that he said anything to me about it, but knowing Keegan, knowing his caddy, Scotty Vale, I would be absolutely shocked if Keegan plays in the
Didn't Trump put out something to endorse Bradley to be the captain?
I don't think I would.
That's a little bit of pressure. I'm telling you that right now. Yeah, that's pressure.
I would be I don't think there's any way I'd be shell shocked if he plays. I really don't think he's going to play. I really don't.
I think he's going to be a great leader. And I think that you need that. You need a great leader to set up. I mean, there's so much strategy involved, right? With the matchups, the lineups, who's going out, who's facing who. Like, if anybody could do that, I think Keegan can get upset. And it's going to take a lot of people, you know, on the home turf to root hard for the boys to get us. It's going to take everything we can.
New York crowd is going to be ugly, man. They are.
Oh, boy. Stu Biner might be in the front row just screaming, ready to roll as they tee off.
Ready to roll, ready to roll.
I would like to set up the Stu Biner dinner would really be nice. Let me just see if we can get him on the horn just to confirm.
Stu. Well, when is the date? Let me pull it up.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't answer. That sucks. I really thought Stu was going to answer.
Oh, he's probably firing out cameos.
George Finer, please leave your name, area code, and phone number, and I'll get right back to you.
Area code. Ain't no way, bro.
Area code.
I mean, that comes with the phone number, dog. Ain't no way, area code. That's tremendous.
He's like not a real person.
I wish I could get to my mother's voice message. It is.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Oh, Bob, it is. There's a 30-second delay where she didn't hang the phone up. And it's just like, you probably, I would imagine 90% of people just hang up and don't leave the voicemail because you never hear the beep. You're waiting for the beep. You never hear it. And she answers, she goes, you've reached Denise. I must be busy.
That's like the Jersey Jerry pause where he stares at the camera and doesn't say anything.
Yes.
All right, Jersey Jerry here.
Jersey Jerry here. All right, Mikey, let's go to your buy or sell.
Yeah, we always have the Don is always with us right on the side.
Wow, Baccarat by Bordy.
I'm buying this week. Listen, you could probably still hear it a little bit. I had a severe sinus infection last week. I have not been sidelined by a cold in quite some time. I had to take 2 days from work. I was fucking miserable. I'm talking about it felt like I got kicked in the teeth because the sinus pressure in my jaw was so bad. I was miserable. I'm buying the Z-Pak. This azithromycin, this Z-Pak that everyone talks about whenever they get a cold.
Is this a plug?
That's what FP was trying, but it wasn't helping him. He's got a brutal cough.
Dude,
this guy sounds like he's got the black lung, dude.
FP's traveled to so many regions, you don't know what that guy could possibly have. But anyway, I am telling you, I started this Z-Pak on Thursday, the two pills, and then you take one pill. By the second day, I was like, I'm still like, wow. I got... But it's gone. It's like it's miraculous.
You look tremendous.
I feel great. I feel great. I'm clogged, but I'm still a little clogged. But I feel great. I felt like shit.
Yeah, the Z-Pak is an auto buy. Shit going on, dude.
The Z-Pak is an auto buy for me. Wiped it out immediately. I've been told like people are very anti-antibiotic. I feel like people don't want to go on antibiotics, and I get that. But if you're a person who never goes on them, never takes them, like doesn't get colds that often, if you have the opportunity, the doctor prescribes it for you. I highly suggest you take it.
Oh, it's a prescription. It works. It's not over the counter.
No.
Oh, this is some heavy duty shit.
Yeah, but let me tell you, it works. People are afraid of it because it could fuck up your stomach, and like if you take it, like I know people, they take fucking antibiotics anytime they get anything. They're like, I'm going to.
That's not good.
But if you get sick. And the doctor says, due to Z-Pak, and you're not a person who gets sick often, you don't take antibiotics often, just take it. Because by the second day, it's like, I didn't even miss a day in the gym. I was in the gym. I felt fine. It was just my head. It felt like I got kicked in the head. But I'm buying the Z-Pak. Great product.
Buying the Z-Pak. You heard him there, D-Man. All right. He's buying the Z-Pak. All right, fellas. I think it's time we head on over into our top five. Mikey V.
No. Ask Bob.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's my bad.
Tried to sneak that one by, huh, Joe?
Oh, wow. Mikey. This guy's trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
He sure did. You pounced on it. I might not have.
God, I really forgot. Honest to God, that's
imagine
tough.
We did an episode without the ass. Bob.
I know.
We all forgetting at this point.
Oh my God, these guys would be like wolves at our throats.
I gotta say this again. I just have to say it again because every week it's the same fucking thing. If you're listening or watching this show, number one, thank you. Number one, thank you.
Thank you.
Subscribe.
Thank you.
Click like thank and subscribe. But number two, this is not a bit. This is not a fix.
Well,
it's just, I have to say it, Bob. I have to say it.
Did he really?
He thought that.
Who
that,
said
that,
your dad?
My dad asked if it was being hammed
he
up.
He asked, but he didn't accuse.
No, he didn't accuse. He's just like, I can't imagine that this is act. I'm like, Dad, it's.
That's
he's
tough,
like, it's got to be for the entertainment. And then, by the way, he watches Brilliant Dumb Show every week. Him he's and my mom, they love it. They're big fans of the show. But he wasn't taking a shot. He just didn't think that it was actually legitimately like for real.
Holly said that she saw the pictures of your parents with the baby Joe, and she was like almost brought to tears. She was so happy
it was,
for your parents.
It was so special.
That's the most special moment. Is
I think after I will get back to the Ask Bob in a second. I think after having a baby and that how special it was, the next thing after
take that,
that
call, Bob.
Who is that?
It's Wink, Coach Wink.
Oh my God, put him on.
Coach Wink, you're live to tape.
Oh my God.
I got two questions for you. Okay. A.
Yeah.
Do you think the Miami Hurricanes are dead?
Sort of like the Cowboys. When's the last time
I thought he was going to back them up a little bit. God damn, Coach.
Wink, don't mix words, man.
I'm closer to retiring than getting a new job. So
that's how I feel.
Say what's on my mind.
All right, Coach. And then the second bar for you. We know you're a busy guy, so then we'll let you go after that. Mikey V is a big Ohio State fan. He's on the show right now. He's giving me a ton of shit for wearing the Michigan gear. Can you send
him the maze?
Send him some sort of box just to stick.
Coach,
be a big box.
Coach, big I follow. Coach, let me say first and foremost, I followed your career for a long time. Big fan of your work. All respect in the world. But if you send me that box, I'm sending it to Goodwill or charity. I'll auction it off. I'll auction it off for a good cause, sir.
No, Michael.
So you're just going to give it out to Ohio State fans, is what you're saying?
Oh man. That's a good one, man.
He's on it. He's on it. Coach, we appreciate you. And I will send you Mikey's address for that. Doesn't have to be a big box, but just something to stick it to him.
We got
to
come to the game.
Love you guys. Keep doing the great work.
We love you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Always love Coach Wink, man. Always
I tell you.
He's quick on his feet.
Yes. Dude, man, how about Mikey? I've been following your career for a long time.
It's true, though. I was rooting for when he was with the Giants as the DC. I really was hoping that I liked him over there. He's an old school guy. I like that.
He was respectful. I'll give him that.
Bro, I'm never going to disrespect some. Like, what the fuck do you think I am? I'm not an animal. Like, come on.
I said you're respectful. I
was raised right, Joseph. My parents.
I know. I was backing you up.
I got love for Coach.
You know what
Wolf,
I
want to
ask
respectfully.
Him? I remember there was a ton of stuff coming out. I've never asked him it. And I'm sure he's an open book. There was a lot of talk about him and Daboll when he was with the Giants. There was constantly talk that those two butted heads.
I believe that.
You know, so I would love, I'd love to ask him about that. I wouldn't do that to him on the show.
Yeah.
But I will have him send you that box, Mikey. It'll be a nice.
You can give it to Luna Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Now, I will say, I've seen clips of Luna Lou sticking it to Mikey. Luna Lou goes, he goes over the top. He's fucking, Mikey takes it. Bro, he is him worse. He's
there
bad.
Is, listen, there is no worse group of people in terms of, like, the aggressiveness of the ball busting than my group of friends. There's no, I'm sorry. There, Bob, you've been in those group chats. You've seen it. Joe, you've seen it. They are as vicious. It's a fucking viper pit. It's a fucking snake pit of doom when you get in that group.
Well, try even just going to a Yankee game with them. They're those fans that you want to stay away from. I love them. I love the Audi Club. But let me tell you something. If I see that pack, I'm getting the fuck out of there.
If you're not in that pack, you want to get you
correct.
You want to stay far.
If you're in
the
pack,
Gas will be pulling a fight with other people in the crowd.
I saw Gas was going at it with a Ranger fan, or is he a Devil fan?
He's a big Devils guy. Devils guy. Yeah.
At MSG, Bob.
Yeah, seeing him scream at that Ranger fan was fucking nuts. He's a father now. I mean, you can't go out screaming love Dickie Gaspy. You can't go scream. By the way, he wants to decide our fantasy football order by doing a simulation horse race. It's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
I love the ponies, Bob.
That's how he wants to do it. Honestly, it's kind of cool. I kind of like it. I don't trust him to not like put odds on it and like give him the favorite of the simulation.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Fellas,
I don't think he would.
Dickie Gas a fair guy. He won't do that.
Yeah.
Let's go into the ass.
That's why I tried to kill the ass Bob segment this week.
No, I really did not mean to do it. I swear to God.
Who started, Mikey?
Yeah, I'll start. Sure. Ask Bob segment. Cue the music, please, Mr. Anderson. Bob, this week is it's actually inspired by my son who's taken up interest in the game. I would like you there. Now, there are six pieces. OK, six pieces. I would like you to name me four of the six pieces on a standard chessboard.
That's a good question. I'm not.
Wow. This is great.
Just four.
Bob, you got to know two out of the gates.
King, queen.
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Two knocked out right away.
Pawn.
That's three knocked out right away. We need one more, Bob. This is where it gets a little tricky.
It's a great question, actually.
It really is. Yeah, it's good. I'm trying to even give you a guess. I got
Come on, Bob. You're one away.
You're one away.
I know, but I don't know.
You got to give a guess.
King, queen, pawn.
Because if you get the guess right, then you win the question. You needed only four.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Any like guess? Any guesses?
Just gonna say like a jester, like a.
Bishop, bishop, rook, and what's the other one?
Wow,
the knight.
Pretty good.
The knight.
I could have got the knight. I could have.
See, I would have thought that would have been the hardest one. I thought you would have just called it a horse.
Yeah,
that's the horse piece.
I think the horse we might have even accepted.
No, we would have accepted castle for rook. I would have accepted castle for rook because you call when you castling like with the king and the rook. I would have accepted rook. Castle.
That's a great question.
I would not have accepted horse.
I got to give you credit, Mikey. That's a good question.
50% though. Bob got half. At least he got king, queen, and pawn.
Yeah. That's,
you know, at least
I knew the other after ones that.
Were okay.
Give me like a month to play chess, then put me and Dom on a chessboard would be a riot.
Yeah, he loves it. He's That'd like obsessed good. With it now. It's his new thing. All right. That's very great. Good, Bob.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right. This week's Ask Bob is going to be a biology question. Bob, I would like you to tell me which organ in the human body filters blood and removes waste.
Do you know Mikey?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, I'll ask it one more time. Which organ in the human body filters blood and removes waste? We're going to need a guess at some point.
I'm on kidney.
Yeah, that's right, Bob.
Bingo, bingo.
Is that what it is? That's awesome.
What a massive dog, D-Man.
The remove waste part was the giveaway, right, Bob? Not the filters blood,
say, like love
blood part.
Yeah, waste. Yeah, yes,
good
yes.
For you, bro.
Wow, that's awesome. Big. I need it, dude. I needed a dub back.
I was hoping he was gonna say the lung, something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done.
I thought maybe say pancreas.
I thought maybe you know what I thought. I thought he was gonna say the liver. I thought he was gonna say liver.
That was on my mind. That was on my mind.
Okay, very good. Hey, you nailed it.
But I will say two good.
This is a good showing. This is a good showing for him.
This is a good showing.
Yeah, yeah. The jester, okay. The jester was. That was funny. Okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, let's get into our top five. Apologies for skipping the ass, Bob, almost there. But Mikey V takes home the ice cream top five. Put together a really, really good top five. This week's top five, it sounded good when I brought it to you guys. Half of these I have never seen, so I'm going to be in trouble. top five popular TV dads. So when you think of the top five most popular, are we doing top five popular or do you want to do best?
I think we had a conversation. And the question was, are we saying which TV character who happened to be a dad was the best character? Or was it who was the best actual father, like in terms of being a dad? And I think we landed on the most popular.
Most well-known dads.
Right.
So like you think of a dad in TV, whether it's cartoons, whether it's whatever, who comes to mind?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Mikey, you have first, I have second, but we get to pick where we want to go. So you go ahead, Mikey.
I'm going to take the one.
Bob?
I'm gonna have to take the two then. So yeah, all right. I'm gonna take the two.
I'll go three. I'll gladly go three.
I mean, look, Bob. I think I won. I think that ice cream one I won out of the two hole.
I think there's two.
It can happen.
There's two obvious ones. That's why.
All right, I'm gonna take first off the board. I'm gonna take Tony Soprano.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
So I'm gonna take Walter White.
All right, I am going to go Homer Simpson.
Good pick.
And then I am going to go. This is a big one. Frank Costanza.
Great pick, Joe. Had him. I think you got to get him later, but it's a good pick. I had him on my list.
I'm going to go give me Peter Griffin.
I'm going to take Al Bundy.
That's a good one.
And then I'm going to come around the corner with Danny Tanner.
That's another good one. Wow, that's a couple of good ones.
Bro, there's going to be a couple that I'm going to have to throw out that I don't know. Okay. Give me Uncle Phil, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Good one.
Philip Banks.
All right. I'm going to go Randy Marsh from South Park. Randy Marsh, for those who know, he's great. And then I'm going to come back with Tim Allen in Home Improvement.
Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
That's correct.
Okay. So give me.
If I could get this back to back, man. Oh my goodness. If I could get this back to back, I'd be so happy. Don't know if I'm going to
give me Ray Romano.
Good.
All right. I'm going to take Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
I had
him
on my list.
From who?
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Steve Urkel.
Right.
Isn't that Full House?
That's Full House.
Family Matters is a rare condition in
this day and age. Need any good news on a newspaper page? Love and condition.
All right, Mikey.
Sand design. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it, Joe. That's it. And then I'm gonna finish off with give me Ned Stark from Game of Thrones.
I saw that on there. I just didn't watch it. I was going to put it. So here's what I want. If you know, Friday Night Lights, give me Coach Taylor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There's one that I really want to take, but it's an old show, Mikey, and I don't think.
I put a bunch of old shows on mine.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
I stare right into the eyes of the Reaper when it comes to doing shit that I know the audience may not know because of the younger demographic. I don't care. I'll stare right into the eyes of the Reaper. It is what it is.
There's one that's not as good, but I think because of like the viewership that it'll hit better. But the one that I want, I don't know if a lot of the younger generation is going to know it.
What is it?
The one I want to take, which I'm not going to take, which is the better one, is Archie Bunker.
Tremendous one.
But nobody knows.
Yeah, him. I mean, I didn't even think of Archie Bunker. Yeah,
he's unbelievable. But the problem is that nobody's going to know him. So I'm going to go with Hal, who's Bryan Cranston and Malcolm in the Middle.
What's his name?
His name's Hal. It's Brian Cranston.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, I know. I do
want to preface by saying I think that Archie Bunker is a much better pick. It would bottom me.
All right. All right. Well, here's the list anyway. And somebody complained I read the list too fast, but my list is Tony Soprano. I had the one pick. Tony Soprano, Al Bundy, Danny Tanner, Carl Winslow, Ned Stark. Bob has Walter White, Peter Griffin, Philip Banks, Ray Romano, and Coach Taylor. Joe has Homer Simpson, Frank Costanza, Randy Marsh, Tim Taylor, and Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. I think this could go any which way. I really do.
Funny, people say on the top fives they could tell who's everybody's list is without even knowing.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, could go anyway. That's been a really, really, clap it up, fellas. Really solid episode, really solid edition there of The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Please hit that subscribe button. We want that plaque. We want a bag. Big shout out Coach Wink calling in, Yaman calling in. That was awesome. Yeah. That seems like 2 hours ago. We love you. We appreciate you. The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.